Most of you won't have time this morning to fire up the griddle and cook a stack of pancakes for breakfast or smother them in fresh maple syrup, but commentator Ken Norton says once the sap starts flowing in the woods of New Hampshire, he dedicates months to producing his own bottles of the real thing.
At the end of February, I strap on my snowshoes and head out to fix my sap lines and tap the trees. The drill bit gives off wisps of smoke in the cool air, and then a trickle of sap begins to flow. It's the only part of sapping where there's instant gratification. Next, I dig a platform in the snow and build my arch right in the garden. The wood ash will help fertilize the garden come spring. My evaporator is low-tech, made of cinder blocks and bricks with a small stovepipe for draft. When I've captured enough sap, the hard work begins. For the next 10 or 12 hours, I'm a flurry of constant motion. I split wood to keep the fire hot and the sap boiling. I skim the foam off the boiling sap and then carry another bucket to the fire. Around and around I go, gather sap, split wood, skim foam, add wood, add sap. I can evaporate about 4 gallons of sap per hour. It takes 40 to 50 gallons to make 1 gallon of syrup, and that can make for a very long night. The magic point at which sap becomes maple syrup is 219 degrees. The old adage, a watch pot never boils, is accurate but with a slight twist. When making syrup, a watch pot takes forever to reach 219 degrees. However, there's also a dangerous corollary. An unwatched pot quickly boils over, wasting precious syrup and leaving a sticky mess everywhere. My wife is generally good-natured about the whole process. She tolerates my absence from the family for nights at a time, even if I'm only a few feet away in the backyard. When I move inside for the finishing stage, she puts up with missing pots and pans and sticky floors and counters. One night, while I was filtering the finished syrup, she rubbed my shoulder and said softly, "It's not worth it." "Worth what?" I growled, my frustration now boiling hotter than the sap. My total output is 2 or 3 gallons of pure maple syrup with a market value of about $90. Although the time and energy I expend is worth a good deal more, I reap other invaluable benefits. There's the connection to the past and carrying on a New England tradition that's been going on for generations. For 6 weeks, I'm attuned to nature's rhythm. There's also the refresher course on patience. Fortunately, sap only runs once a year, allowing my memory to dull about how much patience and determination is required. Come next fall, I'll still be reaping the rewards of my labor. In December, when the holiday crush is on, I'll have all my gifts ready. Although my presents won't have much monetary value, they'll be made by hand and filled with hard work and love. And while everyone else swarms to the malls to shop, I'll kick back, enjoy my pancakes, and then head for the woods to enjoy the first snowfall and to once again observe the changing of the seasons.
Comments of Ken Norton, who taps trees in Tilton, New Hampshire. This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Butler.